being out of the false church for 4+ years to this date, I've run into 4 kinds of people. And these are people who say they've left the false church. And it's just some people you need to look out for. And so I want to just share, you know, my experience and just kind of break these people down and show you, you know, what they're all about. So the first kind of person is they left the institutional church, but the institutional church is still in them. A lot of times, these people don't go to a building anymore. They have a house fellowship. They may have started their own church out of the era or what their pastor did. In a specific case, there was a girl that was telling me about, you know, how her pastor had cheated on his wife, and he kept preaching anyway, and he didn't repent, and so they left the church, her and a group of other friends, and they started a home Bible study. And so, you know, on the surface, it sounded like, okay, yeah, you left the IEC, you see the errors and whatever, but in talking with her, there was a lot of mockery of the real saints. Anytime I would mention loving people according to the standards of the Bible, she would call that radical Christianity. Anytime I would bring up, you know, us being able to cast out demons and to, you know, heal the sick and do all these great things that Jesus said that would follow those who believe, she just mocks it and says that ain't true. That's something that we can do. And she kept calling it a radical Christianity, when it's not radical Christianity, it's normal Christianity. And her form of Christianity just wasn't Christianity at all. And so she had to label my Christianity as something higher or something higher to achieve because of what she wasn't doing. And when you look closer into these type of home Bible studies that claim to have left the false church, you see the same stuff that's in the false church: control, manipulation, domination, works gospel, and then a lack of love. This girl was very proud. She was telling lies. She had spirits on her and had no idea what was going on, and eventually had to cut the relationship off because she wasn't what she was claiming to be. So that's the ones you run into. Look out for them. They left the IC, but the IC is still in them. So the second person you'll run into is they left the IC, but they caught up in the truth. They're too busy blogging, making videos, and talking about the error of the false church. And while the Bible calls for us to expose darkness, these people never really expose the darkness in their own lives. In other words, they don't deal with their own sin. You know, God has called us to love one another, to be humble, to tell the truth, to be patient, to be kind, to be loyal, to overcome the idols in our own lives. And what these people do is they end up falling into the trap of thinking that they're all right because they compared themselves to the false church, in which you will always look better because the false church is wicked and foul and unclean. And then they think that because they have the truth, the true doctrines, they got all the doctrines correct and everything like that, that they have eternal life. The issue, here's the truth about this matter is, while they say they have the truth is, we are not judged by the wickedness of others. We're judged by our own deeds done in our own bodies. So God is not going to compare us to somebody else and say, oh, since you ain't as wicked as so-and-so, you get to go to heaven. No, it's about what you did in your own body. So while we are called to expose darkness, we got to focus on ourselves as well. Let's be 50-50. Let's be balanced about this. You know, God calls us to know him and have a relationship with him. This is eternal life. If you look up John 17:3, it says, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. So right there, that's eternal life. Not having a bunch of knowledge, not having a book. This is the same error that the Pharisees fell into. They had, you know, the whole Old Testament. They had all this knowledge, the law. They had everything that's correct doctrine and all together, and they just didn't know Jesus Christ. And this is a trap that I see in some of these organizations, these ministries that have quote unquote left the false church, and it's full of people who are pointing at the errors of the false church, pointing at the false preachers and the teachers, pointing at the world and their era, and always looking at, ooh, look at them, look at them, look at them. Got their finger pointed at them, but they're never dealing with them, their own pride. They're not dealing with their own lives. And it's just a dangerous trap because they think they're okay with God because they got the truth. Just because you left the false church doesn't mean you're out of the woods just yet. It doesn't mean that. It means that God called you out. Great. He called you out. Now you got to follow him. Now you got to walk with him. You got stuff in your soul that's unclean. You need to be cleaned out as well. You know, you're not clean just because Joel Osteen is dirty. And Creflo Dollar is dirty. And T.D. Jakes is dirty. And these other preachers are dirty. And Lecrae and these Christian hip-hoppers and all these other guys. You can point them out all day. But that's not going to make you clean. And that's not going to justify you before a holy God. And so I see that trap. And I'm like, I wish these folk would just see it and say, okay, you know what? You can expose the darkness, but deal with yourself as well. It's easy to point the finger. I know it. It's easy to point the finger at the false church while missing yourself. It's easy to know the truth of the book, but forget to know the one who is the embodiment of truth, which is Jesus Christ, and having an intimate relationship with him. So I really, you know, encourage those who, you know, who follow certain ministers, who expose a lot of stuff, just to really be careful to not only, you know, be conscious of what's going on out there, because we need to know, you know, who's who and what they're doing. But we also need to have, you know, our souls in check with God. We need to be on our knees saying, Lord, am I pleasing to you? Is my soul clean before you? And you'll find there's going to be some dirt there. And so you need to start focusing on that and saying, Lord, help me to overcome these sins in my own life, rather than pointing out Joel Osteen and the latest false teacher and preacher. Number three, they left the IC, the institutional church, but they're really a rebel. In other words, these people never really went to church really in the first place. And they never really wanted to follow God in the first place. And they're just using the era of the false church as an excuse to forsake fellowship with God and the saints. And so, you know, you try to connect with them, trying to hang out with them. They don't want a fellowship. They're really just sinners. You know, they really didn't want to go to church. And so they found this avenue where the church is evil. And so we're not going to go to church anymore. We're not going to study our Bibles. We're not going to fellowship. We're not going to follow the Lord because, hey, it's corrupted. You know, that's not true. The true church is here. It exists. It may be scattered right now, but that what you see, the institution church, is not of God. That's not even of God. That's of Satan. It was set up by Satan. And God allowed it to test his real saints to see if they really was going to follow him or stay inside that institution. So, you know, you can't, you know, make the false church an excuse not to follow God. And if you do that, you just really don't want to follow God in the first place. Because we're going to go to the fourth person, which left the IC and is learning to follow the real Jesus Christ. The real Christian who leaves the false church doesn't say, well, I don't want God anymore because he doesn't exist and the church is just corrupted, so I'm not going to do anything. No. Their characteristics are seeking the fellowship of Jesus and the saints. They want to be around saints. They still want to go to church. They still want to connect with Jesus Christ. And they're looking for that. And they're finding it. And they exhibit the character of Christ. They have love in them. They're humble. They're honest. They've actually been born again. And they're just true saints, you know, trying to connect with Jesus Christ, trying to get clean from all the filth that was put into them from the IC. And they're concerned about the sin in their own souls. And they, you know, they sincerely want to love Jesus and follow him. And so I hope this gives you an overview of the four kind of people you run into. If there's more, you can add them in the comments. But I just, you know, after 4 years of dealing with people online and connecting with them on the phone and talking to them in person, I see this stuff and it just amazes me, you know, how you can be gone out, but, you know, Satan still has a grip on you. And it's just terrifying sometimes. It's disappointing. And I just pray that those who, if you if you fell into any one of the categories from 1 and 3, just to really check yourself and say, you know what, maybe I need to break free from this. Especially 2, when you got the truth and you just constantly focus on the evils and the errors of other people and you're not dealing with yourself. Because you don't want to end up standing before God. He don't let you in because of your own sin. And you can't tell him, but Lord, you called me out. You called me out the false church. I thought, Lord, that you know. No, man. No. You use that false church as a way to point, you know, the finger at them and never deal with yourself. And the devil is using that, y'all. I'm telling you to be very careful. There's ministries out right now. They got a lot of great information. I love these pastors. But these guys, they're focused. They're proud, 1. And they're focused on the ugliness and exposing the darkness of other people. And they're not really dealing with themselves. They'll touch the saints. But the most of the time, it's always about those people out there. That false church, that doctrine, the world, and what the world is doing. And it gets the focus off of Christ. And so I just pray that you guys receive this. If you know people who, you know, are caught up in some of these ministries, you know, they're not bad ministries. It's just I see danger and error in these ministries. And I just pray that people see it and come out and really be a real saint for the Lord, a real called out Christian. And not be held back, because you know Jesus is coming back very soon, and I want to see everybody in heaven. I want to see everybody that's been called out to be in heaven not get caught up in none of this foolishness.